Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Why Neil Young felt helpless without Blu-ray. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Cinnamon Girl, Mr. Soul, Cowgirl in the Sand, and other Neil Young song characters will soon take up residence on Blu-ray. Young announced this week he'll release his entire music archive on Blu-ray discs, a sign that the disc's capabilities could be building appeal among musicians as well as movie studios. Blu-ray discs hold more data than DVDs and offer better picture and sound quality. Until now, they've been used mostly for movies. Young says CDs and DVDs never sounded good enough for his work and that Blu-ray offers superior interactive video capabilities.
Once again, I think Neil Young is showing himself to be a maverick of the first order.
Aram Sinreich is a media and entertainment industry analyst.
This is a very unusual and unprecedented move. And, I think it's a really ambitious one that only an artist of Young's stature at the end of his career could even consider doing.
So is this an aberration, or is it where the music industry is headed?
Well, you know, what's interesting about this is that Blu-ray is really the first consumer technology format in a long, long time that's got archival quality. The CD sounded good, but it wasn't nearly as good as the reel-to-reel tapes that they used back in the old days in the recording studios and didn't have the high fidelity of, say, a good vinyl pressing. So I think for the first time, artists who have amassed a large body of work have the capacity to share their entire body of work in an archival quality with their fan base.
As a longtime Neil Young fan, I can't say I'm real happy about this. You know, over the years, I've spent a lot of money on all things Neil Young, from albums to CDs to concert tickets, and I would like to get this new archive that he's putting out, but I have to buy a brand new player to listen to it and to watch the video material. I don't have a Blu-ray player. It seems a little almost unfair.
Well, you know, historically, the growth of new consumer technologies has been, you know, has faced this chicken and egg problem, which is you can't have content without an install base of the players, and you can't sell any players unless there's content available. So right now, Blu-ray is facing that problem. Having won the war with HD DVD and come out on top of the next generation high-definition audio and video wars, Blu-ray is faced with the problem that nobody owns one yet, and nobody has compelling reason to buy one, except, of course, for video games fans who are going to buy PS3s, which have Blu-ray built in. So what I think, you know, this represents is a very standard move, a partnership between the technology providers and the content providers to take a very high-demand body of work and make it available in this new format with a big hooray and a splash.
DRM, or copy protection technology, is built into Blu-ray. So with the Neil Young collection, that means this massive collection is pretty much only for a Blu-ray player. You can't copy it to different devices, and it doesn't have much flexibility to it. That seems to be going against current trends, which is to get rid of digital rights management.
Yeah, the decision to go with a highly DRM'd format kind of flies in the face of conventional wisdom, not to mention the overwhelming tastes and desires of the American music public today.
Aram Sinreich is a visiting professor at NYU's Steinhardt School of Culture, Education, and Human Development. The first chunk of the Neil Young archives, covering the years 1963 to 1972, is due out later this year. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.